There's a reason firefighters are obsessed with what's called response time. In their line of work, every minute counts. They face one of the most time-consuming jobs when they arrive on the scene. They've got to size up the situation, find the source of the fire, and get any victims who are inside outside. Craig Miller from Here and Now contributor KQED reports on two emerging technologies that could save time, lives, and property.
Come on in, Craig. Don't be bashful.
I'm going into this with my eyes wide open, but I can't see a thing.
Just trying to find the stairs.
We're ascending a training tower outside a firehouse in Mill Valley, just north of San Francisco.
Don't get hurt, either.
It's broad daylight outside, but in here, with the smoke machine churning out dense clouds on the upper level, it's impossible to see anything. They're using a harmless training smoke. It's the only reason we can breathe without masks.
Welcome to our world.
Wow.
It's much hotter.
Yeah.
That's Pete Falk, a firefighter with the South Marin Fire District. There's nothing like standing here in complete blindness to understand what firefighters and those trapped in burning buildings are up against.
You could be standing right next to me. I would have no idea.
Turns out he was standing right next to me. Then he pulls out something like a comic book ray gun with a small screen, and suddenly details of the room are illuminated, including a motionless human form in the corner.
So the thermal imager, it's all like relative, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the outside is colder than him, so he's going to turn white. White means hot.
A firefighter appears at the window, again, visible only through the heat gun. We can hear him breathing into his mask.
He's going to check the floor and make sure the floor is sound, because you don't want to just hop off and then go through the floor.
The victim on the right side!
Whereas video cameras see reflected light in the visible part of the spectrum, thermal imagers are able to see the infrared band, invisible to the human eye. It's like being able to see the radio waves carrying the story. Thermal imaging cameras have been a growing part of fire departments' gear package for years. About 80% of U.S. departments now have them. The logical next step was to make them airborne.
They are shoring up this building, and I was just told that drones will soon be sent up into the air, and they are going to have...
On the morning of December 3rd, as firefighters were quelling the last of the catastrophic Oakland warehouse fire, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office had its drone in the air, using thermal imaging to scan for hotspots. During the sometimes agonizingly slow process of securing a burned-out building, that saves valuable time.
Absolute game changer for us.
Tom Calvert is a battalion chief with the Menlo Park Fire District, which is rapidly expanding its drone program because of the edge it gives responders.
You know, a drone in the sky or in the air above the incident where you can pinpoint over a larger area, hotspot there, hotspot there. Mm-hmm. And you know, direct your resources, you know, right where they need to go.
Though drones were not used in the Oakland warehouse fire to locate victims, they potentially can be. That fire moved very rapidly through the building, putting firefighters on the defensive despite an estimated 3-minute response time. Calvert says fast-moving fires are now the norm, largely because of the plastics and other synthetics in furniture and building materials.
The fuels inside of buildings are different than they used to be, you know, 30, 40 years ago, when they were cottons and wood fibers and all the natural, you know, materials. Now that's petroleum. It's like gasoline. The fires burn a lot faster now.
Drones could help offset that. Calvert and other experts interviewed for this story say it won't be long, maybe 2 years, before video and thermal camera-equipped drones will automatically take off from fire stations as soon as alarms come in, racing ahead of the trucks and engines to send back initial data that could save time and lives.
Before we even get there, we can get very good information about this incident, and that helps drive where we put people and what we have them do.
He calls thermal imaging and drones two of the four great breakthroughs in modern firefighting, right up there with breathing apparatus and radios. And while figures are hard to come by for drones, they too are rapidly becoming standard equipment for fire companies.
And I think as you see more actual emergency response type incidents where you see the drone in use and the benefit it gets us, it's hard to argue its value, certainly in emergency response.
As drones become more ubiquitous, they've stoked public anxiety over privacy and safety. But in responding to fires and other emergencies where minutes and even seconds count, Calvert and others are convinced that they could help prevent more tragedies. For Here and Now, I'm Craig Miller.